Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, taking another week of the best, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kid, and everything in between. This episode is going to be about creating a will. It's obviously not a great subject to talk about, but certainly an important one to talk about. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, easiest way is through our social media, through our Facebook, Instagram, through the two versions of the X, which was formerly Twitter, through our main website. You can get in touch with us lots of ways. If you're subscribing, which we do hope that you do, subscribe, like, you can obviously contact us and, through there. Just like, share, make a comment, share it with comments. It will always get back to ourselves. There's always my email on there as well. So if you do have any thoughts, comments, questions, queries, anything like that, do let us know. I've had some really nice feedback regarding the previous episodes about doing new stories, and it really is an important aspect of being a kinship carer, getting those stories out there, letting people be aware of how kinship affects not just your life, but the life of the kids, the life of the society, the schools, your work, whoever it is. You know, it is quite interesting to hear what people are saying. And obviously, if I get permission for some of them, I'll obviously get these onto the show. So anyway, talking about setting up a will. Now, it's not a nice subject to do, but it's definitely an important one. There's a lot of issues with kinship care where, really, at the end of the day, if you don't have a will in place, it's hard to actually say what will happen to a kinship kid once that happens. I mean, what I do need to start by saying is that you can put whatever you want in that will. However, in regards to the looking after of that child, the kinship child, if they are still under the age of 18, unfortunately, your will does not supersede any kind of legal actions. So you can't just put in your will, well, I want X or so-and-so to look after this child. That's not how it works. So the first thing I do need to make people aware of, yes, when people write it in the will, and we do advise that you do, if you are a kinship carer, you've still got a child under the age of 18, if you want to put in your will, these are the nominated X, Y, and Z people who I think should look after this child. Obviously, they then have to go through the assessment checks, DBSs, those type of things. Basically, they almost have to go through the kinship journey itself. So one thing I would always say with that is it has to be someone that you know will go through with it and obviously are aware of it. You don't want to say, well, I think my daughter's going to be really good at this, or my sister, or whoever it is. And then when they come to them to ask, it's, we've never discussed this, it's not on my agenda, I don't want to do this. Because at the end of the day, that's never a good sign. So with a will, obviously, there are a number of companies that will do your will for free. Now, it will be the basic bare bones of a will, which will basically just be, this is what you want to happen to your body. So cremated, buried, whatever it would be. This is what you want to happen to your house. This is what you want to happen to your assets, children, those type of things. But it is the bare bones basics. It will literally be about 10 lines. So there are a number of companies that do that. If you go onto any website, go onto Google and just type in free wills, there are a number of charities that will do that. Now, some of them are ranged by either income or age. You know, if you're over the age of such and such, or if you are on a certain benefit or under a certain financial bracket. But the way I'd always say it is, there is no harm in having a will. There really isn't. There's actually more damage in not having a will than by having one. At the end of the day, you can change that will whenever you want. You could change that on a yearly, monthly, basis. You know, and this happens a lot. If you're buying a house on a mortgage, and obviously by the time you get to the point where you're making a will, you've actually bought the house, obviously then you may want to change that will so that it now includes that as the asset. There's certain things that you do want to think about. If you've got, say, other assets and things like that, obviously things change throughout the years. Obviously, the more you change on the will, it's likely, from what I've read, yes, you can change it whenever you want. Usually when you make your first will, which is usually a basic will, unless you're paying massively towards it, it's a standard form, it's free of charge and everything else. If you're then wanting to change it, it's then when costs become involved, because they need to obviously assess everything. Now, the process for getting a will, as I say, you just go into these companies, you go in with your witnesses, the people that you want. Sometimes there will be some level of an assessment, because if you're saying, if you're going on your will and you're saying, I want to give everything to this person, or everything to this charity, or everything to this person, or these people, or whatever it would be, sometimes there has to be a level of, is this person in sound mind, which a lot of people can contest. If they think that, you know, this person has given all their money to a dog's charity and they've got five kids who would benefit from that money and things like that, and they can dispute all of that. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your asset, it's your whatever it is. You can do with it as you please. But if it's seen that this is out of character, you've never had any interest, you've hated dogs your whole life, but then you've decided to donate to a dog charity, there can be questions regarding that. But I would say that there's definitely a feeling with wills that, as I say, if you have got one, just a basic one in place. I have a life insurance policy, which specifies, what I want with this. When it gets paid out, it goes to certain people and whatever it would be, it's a certain amount. That's not the same as a will. Now, obviously, if you have got life insurance, which is probably a separate topic in itself, it's always good to, if you are any age, it doesn't matter your age, it's good to have a life insurance, even just a basic policy. If you are in work or whatever it is, and there's an option to apply for a life insurance policy, generally it's cheaper. So generally, I would always advise that you go ahead with that. But with a will, obviously, it's a simple thing. It's more a case of having the time, having the resources, having the people around who you know you can trust. Sometimes just having to have people come around and assess the value of things can be difficult. But as I say, the one thing I want to make a point of is that it is more damaging not to have a will. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's true. If you don't have a will in place, what then happens is, the whole person's life and their assets and their money and everything is thrown into limbo because no one can claim access to it. It generally goes to the next of kin, but obviously sometimes that doesn't help. Sometimes that's the worst case scenario, that people don't want it to go to the next of kin. Sometimes the next of kin is an ex-husband who she hasn't officially divorced, or he hasn't officially divorced. So they're gaining all this massive amounts of assets, but they haven't actually been together for the last 10 years. Again, this is something that would be disputed at that point. Now, obviously, I'm not a legal expert, so I can't give you the ins and outs of all aspects of will writing. I just don't have that kind of expertise, unfortunately. The best thing to do, if you think that your will, for whatever reason, is going to be complicated, is to speak to a solicitor of some kind, or to speak to like your citizen's advice or something of that nature. Most of the time, when it comes to anything like this, Citizens Advice Bureau is always a really good place to start, because they can point you in the right direction of, okay, you want to create a will, the basic will that you can get. You don't want to pay much or little money or any money at all. Here are your options. I mean, I've just gone onto Google here, and there's options like Macmillan Cancer Support. Now, you may not have cancer, it may not be an issue. There are 2 points in the year which are called the free will months. These are March and then later on October, where you can basically request through a number of charities, a number of places, for them to basically contribute a will, create a will for you. The one thing I would always say is if it is going to be a complicated will, and that's usually when there is multiple assets involved, when we're talking, high-end assets, whether there's a business involved, whether there is children involved, if you think that this is going to get far, far complicated, it is best to speak to a legal advisor, simply because the last thing you want is for there to be a loophole where, because this didn't happen before this time, or because they'd reached a certain age and it wasn't dotted and the I's weren't dotted and the T's weren't crossed, it means that they don't get anything, or they get very little, or whatever it would be. But at the end of the day, when it comes to creating a will, it is your will. I mean, that's essentially where it's come from. It is your desire of what happens. So it can be something as simple as saying, you know, this is what you want for X, Y, and Z. You want this to happen to the house. You don't want people to live in it. You want them to sell it, use the money and do whatever it is, split it in six ways and split it between the family. Or it could be whatever it would be. You want this person to have specifically this piece of jewellery or this watch or this TV. I mean, I've seen wills that are 10, 15 pages long, you know, in my career, obviously working in banks and things like that. I've seen wills that have been 10, 15 pages long. I've seen wills that have literally been like a half a page where it's just all my assets go to X. And you see this a lot when it's charities and things like that. Now, obviously with charities as well, you can donate to a charity as part of your will. Obviously, you know, I'm not saying we're kinship care, we're a charity, you know, it's good. No, I'm not saying that at all. But a lot of people, it would be, you can do that with Macmillan, the dogs charities, the animal charity. A lot of them, they will ask, you know, can you leave something in your will? A lot of times, I think it's tax-free by doing that. But it's always a nice thing to do. So I would say it's definitely an important thing to do. It's not something that I would put off. As I say, even if it's just a basic one-page thing that says whatever assets you've got go to this person, whatever happens to this person goes there. As a kinship carer, it is important to have those things in place. As I say, just saying your kinship child should go with A, B, and C doesn't mean that might happen. A lot of people have asked, you know, if someone died, and we had a few deaths, unfortunately, in our communities in kinship care, what happens to the child? And it is a very grey area where essentially they do go back into the care, not so much the care system, but under the care umbrella, where if they're not under the age of, if they're not over the age of 18, what can happen to them? What can be done with them? Who can they go to? Like a full blown assessment needs to happen again. So don't just think that, oh, just because you've said in your will this person should have them, they again need to be assessed. Obviously, if they're over the age of 18, it's not an issue. It's more just because of this. Because one of the things that's never brought up, or it's very rarely brought up, is unfortunately, and I don't want to say it in this way, but I have to address the elephant in the room, which is that 9 times out of 10, a kinship carer is sort of above the age of, you know, 50 and above. You know, there's a reason why the original kinship charity was called Grandparents Plus, was because it was generally, you know, done by grandparents. You know, it's kind of changed recently where, you know, obviously I'm an uncle and auntie. So I've seen in our coffee mornings and things like that where it's, you know, I'm a friend of a friend, I'm the neighbour, I'm an auntie, an uncle, whatever it would be. I'm the sister even, I've seen. But generally, if you do a consensus, like a census of the people who are kinship carers, generally their grandparents. And you have to look at that from the point of view of, if you get that child at point zero, you know, if you're 50 and you've got to get them to 18, you know, we're looking at, you know, touching 70 before, you know, I mean, I'm in my 40s, I'm 42. By the time our kinship kid is fully grown, I'm going to be at just over 55, I think, 55, 56, which, yeah, it's not, but when you see so many people who die so suddenly, you know, sadly, especially because, you know, things can happen. Obviously, you know, in recent years, you know, with COVID, you know, we had people who were fit and healthy who just passed like that. And, you know, it can happen, and, you know, accidents happen and things like that. This is why, you know, life insurance is always a good thing to do. And I say that's probably another topic in itself. But I would definitely recommend, if you haven't got one, if you've been sitting there thinking, you know, maybe I should, you know, just, you know, have a word with someone. Even if you're having to do it and it's going to cost a couple of £100, you, for the peace of mind that it will give you. As I say, if you think, well, I can't afford that, there are other options available. And I say, there are things there. If you just Google free wills, a lot of them, a lot of the charities will do them. You know, there's kind of a caveat. I think the Macmillan one, and I don't want to use them, but the Macmillan one does say, you know, we'll help you do your will. You don't have to give us a donation, but, you know, this is what we would do with the money. And it's nice for them to say, like, this is what we would do with it. And it's good. You know, so it, don't think of it as you taking advantage of that. You know, you can still give them a contribution in your will, which is always good. But I would definitely do this. You know, something that I've done myself, and say I'm in my early 40s. You know, I have to think about what could happen. You know, literally, it's really sad sometimes. You know, my mum passed when she was about 65, so it really brings it home when you think that's only 20 years ago, 20 years away. You know, what could happen in this time? So it's really quite it makes you think about things. And obviously we've had, say, a few passings in the last couple of weeks, which have been really sad, and it really does make you sort of reflect on getting things in place and putting those things in place. And it may seem, you know, that you're just you're hedging your bets and all these type of things. But at the end of the day, it's best to have those things there than not to have them. So if you have any thoughts in regards to that, as I say, the best thing I would always advise, go onto the government website, the Gov.UK website, type in wills. It will generally point you in the right direction. It'll give you the full breakdown of what you need to do. But as I say, if you just type in free wills, there's a number of them out there, and it's definitely something I would recommend. So as always, if you want to get in touch with us, easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, Instagram, through the X, the two versions of the X, the Kinship Care Liverpool and the podcast version. You can get in touch with us in lots of ways. So thank you much for listening. My name's Dave and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.